Trust the wind, breathe the air. There's a place you're meant to be, and you're already there. Open up your heart and let life in. You know that you can always trust the wind.
That's just a teeny bit of the enormous talent of our next guest, David Friedman, who is going to be at the Magnolia Room this weekend in Norwalk, which is above BJ Ryan's pub. And if you don't know about it, it's a fabulous place to hear wonderful, real cabaret, musical theater, whatever it is someone is doing. It's always a great show. And David and I went to see Stephanie Block on Friday night. And David, wasn't it amazing how Stephanie sang We Can Be Kind as her encore and basically got a standing ovation for your song?
I know. I was so honored and thrilled. And she's such a brilliant talent and such a heart. And, you know, Friday was a pretty loaded day for people. And she sang the song with all of that in her performance about, above all, we have to be kind.
So, David, I want to tell you that I was very taken with a Facebook post that came around this weekend in which you spoke about what you were for in this world, and you didn't malign anyone, and you didn't name any politician by name. You simply you simply spoke about what it is you're for. And I just wanted to give you the opportunity on WICC today to tell us, what are you for, David Friedman?
Well, this is the thing. What happens is, you know, I work a lot in the field of metaphysics and the field of hope and kindness and stuff like that. And when you have a trauma, you first feel the trauma, and then you have to express there was this trauma. But then you have to turn toward, what is it you want? Because if you keep repeating what you don't want, you're actually strengthening it. So let's say if someone gives someone a nickname that you don't like, and you keep screaming about how they gave this person that awful nickname, you're actually repeating the nickname. You're sending it into the culture. So there's a certain point where you turn to, what is it I want to see? You know, Mother Teresa said, I would never go to an anti-war rally because it requires a war. I would go to a pro-peace rally. So I'm doing a constant campaign online going, what are you for? So what am I for? I'm for civility. I'm for kindness. I'm for immigrants being free and united with their families. I'm for women's rights. I'm for assisting people who need it. I'm for Medicare. I'm for health care available in some form to everybody. So if I'm for that, I watch the candidates and I say, who is for that? Not who am I screaming against, you know, not who what you resist persists, but who am I for? And I'll put my money and my talk and my heart toward that. So you begin to see a world that you want and live in that possibility as opposed to what you don't want and constantly talking about that. I've had people screaming online about against certain candidates, and you finally ask them, who are you for?
Yeah.
Who are you voting for?
And they don't know a lot of times.
And they don't know, or they
just... true.
And so we really have an addiction to a substance, and that substance is anger and taking our anger out on the enemy. And listen, I have very strong opinions about this, but what am I voicing? What am I putting into the world as opposed to living in fear and giving other people power? What can I do? What can I say? What can I mention that I want to be in people's minds?
You know, David,
not what I don't want to be.
I have to say this. I met you because of this radio show through a mutual friend of ours, Pat Addis, and I had heard about you from so many other people sort of tangentially in my life, but I had heard about you as this enormous big star, and I really didn't know how I was going to ever connect to you. And then I connected to you, and I do feel, and I've said this to you privately, but I want to say it publicly, I do feel that you're one of my guides. I feel like you're one of my spiritual guides meant to help me walk this journey on this planet through your music, through your talent, through your words that you just said, because I wholeheartedly embrace that philosophy. And I was thinking about this in my personal life, right? So then there's the political and all of the issues you've just spoken about. But in my personal life, I was just going over the other day how I'm so grateful for my friends. I have a collection of amazing friends. And I am a no-drama person in my personal life. I don't do talking behind someone's back. I don't do gossip. In my personal life, if with my friends, we speak about what matters to each of us, big and small, and we speak about the world, but we don't speak about other people. That's not usually what I get caught up in. And when I've had friendships that have tripped me up, that have made me smaller, that have invoked jealousies or petty resentments or competition, I drop them like a hot potato. Because I know, David, that they're bringing something out in me that is unpleasant for me. I don't like that aspect of myself. And so I choose to associate in my personal life with friends in which that's just a non-issue. It's just a non-issue. It's just no drama, and just let's appreciate what we love about each other.
Well, also, another thing I hear you saying, you see, we are, one of the big challenges is we criticize people whose behavior we don't like by behaving like them.
Yeah.
So first of all, I think that, I had someone online and she said, we got to get all of them out and this is disgusting. And I said, who would you like to get in? And she said, oh, I would like this and I'd like that. It shifted. So if we don't like the way people are being called names, we cannot call people names.
Right.
And we can't get, as you put it, sucked into that, because then we are responsible for that continuing. And it's really hard to do because we have, yeah, listen, I'm as enraged as anybody else, but to go, I have this huge energy in me. Am I going to block it? Am I going to use it in opposition, or am I going to move it forward? You know, it's like martial arts. When someone comes across you and attacks you, you step aside and you let their own energy knock them to the ground.
Mm.
If you fight them, you get knocked to the ground. And so, to me, it's really, it's what is my behavior? Am I exemplifying? I cannot get pulled in, and it's very, very easy to get pulled in to being infuriated, and if you are infuriated, how do you act? So I have this big campaign, what are you for? And I remember my partner, Sean Moninger, who's a minister, who's been on your show, he years ago, when during the Bush election, somebody stopped him on the street and said, can you help us beat Bush? And Sean said, may I ask who you're for? Who am I giving to support? Who am I giving to? And it just, if you notice what happens in your body when you support, when your mind is engaged with what you want, when your mind is engaged with I can say my vision for this country is I want to see more relationship, more peace, more unity. Or I can say, this country is so divided. Which one of them gives me peace and possibility? And which one keeps me locked in this agony?
We're chatting with David Friedman. So, David, you're bringing a show this weekend to the Magnolia Room. What night?
It's Saturday not night? This weekend. It's Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's Valentine's Day. Pardon me.
Now, let me tell you something. It's interesting. Since a few days ago, since we announced it, and I said I'll come on to promote it, it sold out.
Oh, really?
So,
David, what a cheat.
So, wait a minute. You're okay. going to like this news.
Okay.
So, it's a show called How They Met.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based on a book I wrote when I went through a huge, surprising breakup several decades ago. And I was lying in bed, and this amazing idea came to me. I thought, my life is over. You know, I'm in my late 40s. I'm alone. I didn't plan that. And I suddenly had this thought, whoever I'm going to meet is already in the world. And someday we're going to have a story. I'm going to say, you know, I took a trip to Czechoslovakia and I got on the train.
Right,
and I left
bells.
My luggage and,
right.
and, you know, and then he got off on the whatever and
right.
we bumped into it. And so to heal, I started collecting. I started asking couples of long standing how they met. And every story was so different, so unique, so no rules. No, nothing, that I thought I'd write this book to encourage people that whatever, it's not even about romance, whatever your situation is, you have no idea what could happen. It's never hopeless. It comes out of the blue. Most people don't plan for a relationship, etc. So I wrote this book, and of course, I also put out a CD that had songs related to that topic, because I'm a songwriter. And so when I had this epiphany that the person's already there, this song, You're Already There, came to me. And it's and that is what got me through the next 3 years until I met Sean. And so Kenneth Gartman had the idea, why don't you do a show at the Magnolia Room where you tell some of these stories and then four wonderful singers sing songs of yours related to this.
Beautiful.
To inspire and entertain people. So we put it up for, we thought Valentine's Day is a perfect time to do it. And it sold out.
Mm.
So we're doing it again on the 22nd of February.
Is that right?
Saturday, the February.
Hold on.
I know you're away.
Hold
so.
On. Wait a minute. Hold on. Exactly. I'm home on the 22nd. Done.
Yippee. Saturday,
okay,
the 22nd.
To me.
And you can go to BJ Ryan's,
R-Y-A-N-S. I want four tickets. I need four tickets. Make sure there are four tickets there for me.
Good. BJ Ryan's, MagnoliaRoom.com. And order your tickets fast, because there were a lot of people who couldn't come.
I'm so excited now.
Over away. So it's really, it was, so we're going to do it again.
An encore presentation.
Yes, right. And I'm very excited about it, because I think that people, again, it's in line with the what are you for. It's to know that anything is possible. And you don't even have, there are people who said, like this one story that says, I will never, 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 never marry another actor. Guess what? And has a wonderful relationship. There's one called Never Too Late for Love. They met in their late 80s and had a 10-year fabulous romance. So to come and, you know, hear my music and to sit there and we'll all enjoy the fact that, you know, there is possibility. And I even dug out a song called You Can Meet Him Anywhere, which no one's ever heard.
I've never heard
from,
that one.
From the 80s. It's a girl group song I wrote and put in my drawer, and it was perfect for it. So
Who are the singers? Who's going to sing?
Kenneth Gartman,
okay.
who runs the Magnolia Room and is a magnificent singer. A guy named Ben Roseberry, who's a Broadway singer, who's fabulous. Mary McNulty and Corrine Broadbent. Four young, wonderful singers. With the exception of Kenneth, I haven't really worked with any of them. And I'm excited to have new people doing my music. And these are people who are well-known in this area. And it should be just a, if you haven't been to the Magnolia Room, the food is spectacular. It's a lovely room. And it is a New York equivalent of a New York cabaret.
It is. It's exactly
right in the
what
middle
it
of
is.
Norwalk.
It's cabaret. And so if you buy tickets to the show, How does it work? Is it dinner before? In other words, you come in there an hour before and you have dinner.
Yeah, it's an 8 o'clock show. The room opens at 6:30.
Got it.
And,
okay.
And as I say, the food is B.J. Ryan's.
Yeah, excellent
food. I
believe
B.J. Ryan's. It's like a bar. It was voted one of the top 10 restaurants in Fairfield County. It's inexpensive. It's wonderful food. It's they treat you like Sean, my partner, who he's the minister right next door in the church. He says, I usually eat lunch there 10 or 11 times a week.
David. So this is exciting. So where do we go now to buy tickets? I want to be exactly clear.
Yeah. B.J. Ryan's, R-Y-A-N-S, no apostrophe, MagnoliaRoom.com.
Perfect. B.J. Ryan's, MagnoliaRoom.com. And you better get your tickets quickly because it's probably going to sell out in the next couple of days.
Yes, it probably is. So
David Friedman,
I'm excited.
Thank you for being here. You know, I love you. I do.
I love you, too. I'm always delighted to talk to you.
All right. David Friedman.
Lisa.
Bye, sweetheart.
See you soon.
On the
Bye.
Lisa Wexler Show, WICC 600. We'll be right back.
Trying to sleep alone in my bed. Thoughts of the future go round in my head. How will I find a love of my own? A love of the kind that I've never known. Don't know where I'm going. Don't know what to do. But I take comfort knowing that right here and now you're out in the world searching for me too. You're already there waiting for me, wondering where in the world I could be.